Is Don on the phone?
From the WGN Tower.
Remember, you're all a big part of the show. We're on in 10 seconds, so get ready to have a good time. All right, here we go. This is exciting, isn't it?
In 5, 4, 3, 2.
Now let us imagine that you're in the middle of your program.
You must identify your station.
You might say
WGN.
.fm. Right here. Here.
Good afternoon, Buffalo Grove in London. Imagine you're flying from the United Arab Emirates to the Philippines and you hear a guy shouting near the exit door.
Blasphemer!
Yep, that's what happened recently on an Etihad Airways flight, and it happened twice during the flight. The man, presumably a Muslim dressed in traditional garb, was yelling, Allahu Akbar.
I bet he's just using that as an excuse.
Which translates into...
Kapuya! Kapuya!
Which translates into, God is great.
Well, say yes. Yes. Yes.
No discipline was taken. It has been reported that Muslims who pray five times a day at specific times often encounter logistical issues on long flights.
Ladies and gentlemen, the captain has eliminated the no shouting sign. Please refrain from screaming Allahu Akbar by the exit door.
Hundreds participated in the nude bike ride Saturday night.
Do you suppose all Earth creatures behave like that away?
Please tell me the divvy bike people boiled those seats on Sunday morning.
Oh, Jesus, what's that smell?
Those stories and more on 240 Minutes. I'm Gary Meyer, broadcasting down the block from 22 Trump Street on the Super G, WGN.FM, the future in Chicago. Jim Ramsey is in for Tom Skilling. Hey, Jimmy.
Hi there, Gary.
We're number six, Jimmy.
Number six? Number
six
what?
You ever see that commercial?
Oh, yeah.
What is it? Is it Geico?
I don't know. One of the insurance companies. Yeah.
There's some incident on the side of the road, and they got the one insurance company that's lickety-split, and the other one where the kid sees his grandmother, and she's got a wall phone. We're number six, Jimmy.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Craig,
yeah.
Why don't you find that audio for Mr. Ramsey? Should enjoy it fresh over by there.
I've heard it. I've seen the commercial.
You heard Leslie talk about the guy leaving envelopes of cash.
Yeah, 60 around. Bucks. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, I got this text at 312. What is the number? I've forgotten already.
521-8600.
Put my little sign up. Here it is. Somebody flipped it over. 521-8600. That is the text and the phone number. Use it frequently if you'd like. I got this text that says that hidden cash was in Indy.
Where?
Indianapolis the other day.
Oh, really?
$400.
Yeah. Wow.
But I only saw 60 bucks being pulled out of envelopes in Millennium Park yesterday. And wow. it was funny to see these people. They're going through flower beds, pulling shrubs around. Hey, what are you doing? Come on, you're going to ruin the place.
Yeah, but 60 bucks is 60 bucks.
And this guy wants these people to pay it forward to go do something good, and I guess you could buy somebody a cup of coffee or something, but what are you going to do with 60 bucks?
Give them a cab ride.
To where?
Down the block.
Down the block.
How far do you go for 60 bucks?
Would you like a cab ride down the block? I'm paying it forward. That's what I'm doing. What's the fun of finding the money if you have to give it away?
Well,
that's been my policy. If I have a lot of money, I'll be happy to help people. But if I got 60,
you're a big hearted
guy. It's just a nice afternoon for me and my family to have maybe a little lunch.
Now, if Baba Bibble is laying in the street, wouldn't you try to spend some money to take care of him and see that he's well fed and looked after and his diaper changed and all the rest?
I have blah blah insurance, so person, come help.
Oh, yeah, I've heard this.
Hey, Grandma. Now, look who it is.
I see who it is.
Six callers ahead of us, Jimmy.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I just love that little piece there. Six callers ahead of us, Jimmy. And she's the quintessential-looking grandmother with the wall phone and the wallpaper out in the desert.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
It is a good one.
So I run into the naked bike riders on Saturday. I thought they were starting later.
Yeah.
So I'm driving along, and streets closed. Michigan Avenue, of all streets.
Really?
In the shadow of the Trump sign, here are all these naked bike riders going down the street. Hundreds of them.
Really?
Not just a few. Hundreds.
What time?
8 o'clock. 7:30, 8 o'clock.
In the evening?
Yeah. Yeah. It was not even full sunset.
Mm.
And some had shorts on, some with their birthday suit.
Really?
But hundreds of them. Not, you would think, okay, how many people would do this? I was shocked at how many people were naked.
I'm stunned.
This is why you don't live in the city, although you love the city.
Yeah.
And I've got a new script for you to tell us how much you love the city.
I saw it. I'm reading it.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're going to get to that in a second.
Oh, I'll put it back down then.
And I thought, okay, what kind of person would ride naked in a big city, because somebody will take your picture.
It's not even dark at 8 o'clock.
No. Oh. Although when I did stand there and watch when I got my car parked, because I thought, oh, I got to see this because it's show material. You really can't see somebody's face because it goes by rather quickly.
Yeah.
And you're not really looking at their face because you're thinking, well, if they're going to be naked, they obviously want me to look at something else.
I can't picture riding a bicycle naked would be very much fun anyway.
Yeah, see, it's kind of uncomfortable when you have clothes on. That seat is not made for comfort for the most part, although they have those real thick cushion seats. But it really kind of goes right into that crevice.
Yeah.
That's with clothes on. When it's exposed, it's full crevice.
And then if you're a guy and you slip off a pedal,
yeah.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. But they seemed happy. They're all yelling and screaming. Everybody's like, yay, woo!
Yeah, well.
What is the point of that? Is there a point?
Probably not.
There is some cause, right, that they are following?
I don't know.
Screw the retailers, screw the clothiers or something, whatever.
Well, it wouldn't be real good for business, I wouldn't think. I mean, nobody would be going in the stores with all that going down the street.
Well, it was late enough on a Saturday, so most of the stores, I guess, were closed. But it was right down Michigan Avenue, our only street that we still have left that hasn't been corrupted by something or other.
Well, you know, there would be a certain amount of economic equality to that. I mean, a homeless guy getting on a bicycle naked, nobody would notice. You know?
Freedom from oil.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And the beauty of people.
The freedom from oil. That'll do it. Huh. We're going to get naked and ride our bike.
No, you might. I'm not going
to. Yeah, and therefore, in the next few years, we'll never have to worry about gasoline or oil again.
Yeah, is that the cause?
That's the cause. That's why they do it.
To save gas and oil?
Yeah, to direct your attention to riding bikes, I guess, which is fine. But if you try to ride a bike downtown, half the time you're going to get run over, it seems.
Yeah.
There was a story over the weekend. This woman was involved in this coast-to-coast bike ride for some cause.
Mm-hmm.
They were somewhere. Truck comes around the corner, hits her, kills her.
Yeah, bicycles, no, not on the street.
No. You got to do that out in the forest preserve or something where they have bike paths and things.
Yeah, I think there are places. Aren't there streets, though, that have a bike lane?
Yeah, they have a lane, but it's not like there's a wall that protects you. It's just a painted strip, and if a car wanders over that, what's going to stop that car from killing you?
Well, that's true.
I mean, it is designated a bike lane, but, hey, if the car runs you over, okay, too late, you're dead.
I don't know about you, but I haven't spent much time on bicycles in a lot of years.
I haven't either. I've got one, but I haven't.
I don't even have one.
Ridden it, rode it, or whatever that word is in years.
It's probably been 50 years, maybe.
Has it been 50 for you?
Yeah, about 50, 48, 50 years, something like that.
And I have one that I haven't gotten on in probably 25, 30 years.
I wanted one of those bicycles that they had in the olden days with a big front wheel and a little tiny back wheel.
Back wheel that's the size of a CD?
Yeah. Yeah, that's
who thought that was a good design? How would you get up on that bike?
I have no idea, but it's always fascinated me.
Yeah, why wouldn't they go, why do you have to have a very large front wheel and a small back wheel? Why not two equal wheels where you can just get on the thing?
I don't know, but that designer, I'm glad he wasn't working with cars.
Exactly. Imagine.
Yeah.
Two giant front tires and two wee little ones in the back.
There have been a lot of curious...
Although I see that in some neighborhoods here.
Yeah, a lot of curious bicycle designs over the years anyway. I could never figure out this bicycle built for two thing, because is the guy in the back, is he steering at all, or is that just
sort of dragged along?
No,
he's providing some power. The guy in front, I think, steers.
Oh. He's got handlebars back there, though, doesn't he?
Yeah, those are dummy handlebars. They're just something to hold on to. Okay. They have no function.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just a redundant set
I've learned
of
a lot on this program.
You know what you're going to learn if you tune in at 4 o'clock. It's 4 o'clock, right, the key guy?
Who?
I saw a guy... talked about it in the New York Times. He has these kiosks, no pun intended.
Yeah.
We talked about getting keys made Remember when you go to the hardware store and you get your key ground up?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I always found that kind of zen. I like the grinding, the whole process. For some reason, I found that soothing.
I like those kiosks, by the way. I go in to get my watch battery replaced.
What
have
do you
ever
mean?
Done that?
They have battery kiosks?
Oh, yeah.
In the malls?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And it's just batteries?
Far as I know.
Okay.
I wouldn't order a sandwich there.
But there's a person in the kiosk.
Yes. There's actually two of them in that one.
This is a vending machine that will make you a key.
Really?
A vending machine. You put a digital copy of your key in there or the actual key, and it will make a copy.
You know, I would be a little bothered by that because so many vending machines I've put my money in and nothing came out, not even the money I put in.
Okay.
So if you put the key in the vending machine, what do you do if it doesn't come out?
I will ask him that.
There must be a solution to that. Must have somebody that, you know, has their key to the back of the machine.
Yeah. Well, there's a question I'm going to ask him. That's at 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
But that's a pretty cool idea. I love vending machines that are more than just candy bars and pop.
Yeah.
I like when they start spreading into this area.
But if it grinds things, I mean, it could grind up your whole key if there's a malfunction. I mean, that strikes a handful of iron filings wouldn't do you very good trying to get in the front door at home. I mean, it's a novel idea, but I guess it's
$3 to $5 if you bring a key to replicate, and then it's $20 if you have the digital impression on your phone to replicate, because they figure people that are locked out, they're going to want a key made as soon as possible, so they would be willing to pay that $20. It's a lot cheaper than calling a locksmith.
Digital impression from a key, from a cell phone?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's how you do it.
I got messages on my phone. I can't even figure out how to get them.
But how about that? You make a copy of your key on your phone, and then you always have it in case you run into that problem.
If you know how to operate the phone to that degree.
Yeah,
that's my issue.
I know. We're getting into some area here that you're not going towards as far as technology.
I understand that. Well, the trouble is I can read the instructions in the manual that comes with the phone, but I don't retain it very long. You know, So when I actually have something happen, like a weird tone coming from the phone, and it's not a call, I don't know what that is. And I don't know, you know, of what happened. If somebody were to send me a text message, I don't know how to reply.
You don't know how to reply to a text?
No. So I figured...
And you're on the future right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That whole generation just sort of passed me by. I don't know. The internet to me is a magazine with a plug, you know.
And says Jim Ramsey, the internet's just a magazine with a plug.
Yeah, I don't.
Damn kids, get off my lawn.
it's interesting occasionally.
You use computers to put your weather forecast together.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I access forecast models on them, and we'll look at various elements of data that are available. You know, it's a tool. But for recreational purposes, I just haven't found anything that fascinated me enough to want to mess with it.
Okay.
And maybe there is, you know.
Yeah, if you didn't grow up with it, you've got all the things you need for the most part. If you're growing up with it, it's essential to your life. I understand
that.
We
barely got in time for television.
Well,
I mean, it was,
remote control was our big device. Oh, you can change channels sitting on the couch.
Yeah, I was 30 years old before I saw that.
What's that?
I was 30 years old before I got that.
Before you got a remote control.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I grew up with one of those televisions with a little round screen in the box.
You're not that old. I mean,
no, but I had a father very much like I am. You know, he would pull it out and repair it whenever something went wrong. You know, it'd have these tubes all over the carpet, and he would fix it and put it back. And so I guess we got a color television, I think, when I was 17.
Oh. And you grew up in South Carolina.
Yeah,
boy, how backwards was that state?
I used to have to climb on the roof to turn the antenna.
Jimmy, go up and change the antenna.
Yeah, I want to see Channel 6. You think you can go out there?
Can't get Channel 6, you little bastard. Get up there.
Yeah, that's it. I never fell off doing that. But I did. It was a homemade antenna he put up there. That was a long aluminum pole that was buried in the ground, had the antenna on top. And I have to get up close to the apex of the roof and grab this tube and very, very solidly turn it to the left.
But, Daddy, there's a thunderstorm. Get up there, you little crap.
Yeah, and he'd hang out the window. That's about it. A little more.
All right.
You know, and that's what would happen. And
turn it a little more, Jimmy.
Yeah, but air conditioning was another thing I didn't have growing up.
Well.
And in the South, that's a curse. I'm telling you, if it's 90 and it's,
sure.
humidity is about 60%, I mean, you just are absolutely miserable.
The biggest penetration of air conditioning happened in the late 60s, early 70s.
Yeah, we
didn't have that.
And
that's not that long ago. People think, oh, it's been around a million years. No. That's really when it started to come in with central air. And it wouldn't be uncommon to talk to somebody in their 50s or 60s that grew up the first 15, 20 years of their life without air conditioning.
Yeah, I bet these young people listening to your program are sitting there thinking, these two dinosaurs, where did they come from?
Okay, oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, I was slogging in the rice paddies of Vietnam so you could enjoy some of this.
Oh, my.
They have this picture they'll run in the Tribune every now and then on real hot streaks, and they'll show these people that are sleeping on the ground off of North Avenue during the summer because they didn't have air conditioning.
Yeah.
Hundreds of people lying there. You do that now, only half of them wake up without a bullet in their head.
That's true.
Or their wallet shoved into their crevice without the cash in it.
Well, to me, air conditioning was really a technological advance. I mean, that was an important step up
for
the culture.
Well, because it changed the dynamic of how many stories you put on a building because you could put more offices and things in there and not kill people in sweatshops.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
I mean, this was really and to get air conditioning in cars, I remember the first time I rode in a car with air conditioning, it was with a lady down the street, and she gets in, and the temperature starts to drop, and it's like 90 outside, but it's in the car, it's a cool 70. You
like
know?
This, Jimmy, huh?
Yeah. She
you
said,
like the feel of this?
Well, she didn't know what had happened, and she looked at me, and she said, Jim? I said, yep. She said, honey, it's cold enough to kill hogs. And I didn't know what that meant.
How old were you?
Oh, I don't know. I was probably 20, something
20?
Like that. 20, 21, something like that. Yeah, it wasn't my car.
Mrs. Reinholdt, the high beams are up. You're scaring me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, yeah.
Well, I remember when people would get the aftermarket air conditioning and install it themselves under the dashboard.
Oh.
And that was sweet.
It worked?
Yeah, for the most part. Better
really?
Than nothing, yeah.
Yeah. Oh. What do we have in the background here?
That's reminiscent music.
Is that what it is?
Driving Miss Daisy.
Driving Miss Daisy.
I got to make water, Miss Reinhart. Jimmy, we're almost at our destination.
Oh, boy.
Summer of 42 there for Jim Ramsey.
I tell you.
Hey, Jim, let's work on this script right now. What do you say?
Oh, okay. We'll
all
give
right,
it a
you
shot.
Have it?
Yeah, I got it in front of me.
Let's get your music ready. We all set. Let me know when his music is ready. This is Jim Ramsey, who loves this city. And this is script one, June 16th, 2014, 3, 2, 1.
Have you ever taken the architectural cruise down the Chicago River? Highly recommend it. You'll learn things about the city you never knew, even if you've lived here 50 years. When I took the cruise, I met some people visiting from Austin, Texas. They were here for 3 days and crammed just about everything you could imagine into 72 hours. They went to the Museum of Science and Industry. I remember going there as a kid and pushing buttons that didn't seem to activate anything. I remember walking through the farm scene and seeing kids up in the tractor bucket threatening to throw plastic ducks at us. But none of that could squash my excitement when you first walked into the museum and saw those planes hanging from the ceiling. The people from Austin also went to Oak Park to tour the Frank Lloyd Wright houses. Of course, I asked them if they could see the water stains from where the roof leaks. That's my standard Frank Lloyd Wright joke, because although his architecture is world famous, a lot of his houses leaked. They also went to Willis Tower and walked onto the sky deck. They were blown away. Blown. Now, instead of using a 7-inch Lincoln doll in commercials to sell the city and state, how about some out-of-towners who flipped for the joint? Plus, I don't think a Lincoln doll is the best way to promote our theater district, is it? I'm Jim Ramsey, and I'm confused by this message. Approve this message.
He's an ad libber.
Yep.
See, Jimmy, I'm getting more and more into actually selling the city.
Now, instead of using a set to sell the city,
what's wrong?
They know about
you know, instead of using that 7-inch Lincoln doll, they should have people that visit here on camera.
What are you talking about in this? What 7-inch Lincoln doll?
You haven't seen that commercial campaign, the little Lincoln doll?
I might have.
Yeah, they put
apparently
this Lincoln doll.
Apparently didn't make much of an impression. But
well,
yeah,
that's the problem. They put this Lincoln doll next to, say, Cloud Gate or the Willis Tower, and it just, whoa, that's all it does. It's a 7-inch Lincoln doll.
Really?
It runs during the news.
Well, he's busy preparing last-minute.
Yeah, I've got things
updates.
To do. I'm updating things. You know, I'm looking at temperatures and isodrosotherms and
things.
And things.
You get when you do after coming up with an up-tempo number, man.
Yeah, well, that's how it works. A brother in sound has passed away over the weekend. Jim,
yes.
I need you to look up that commercial and take a look at it, and I'll talk to you tomorrow about it. How about that?
Okay, you don't want any weather, huh?
I do. I'm going to come up to that right now.
But
I'm giving you an assignment.
Okay.
I want to get your memory fresh.
How do I do that, by the way? Is that an internet thing?
You can just pull up Land of Lincoln commercial. Or
I'll email it to you.
How about this?
Leslie will email me the link. That's
easy peasy. How about that?
That's perfect.
All right, we're going to do the weather right now. Here it is. 3, 2, 1. Jim, what a beautiful day. What a beautiful stretch we're having.
Yeah, but there are clouds approaching Chicago. What's wrong with you? Yeah, there are clouds. What's happening is there are storms in Missouri and out in Iowa and southern Minnesota. The clouds from those storms are going to be coming into the Chicago area. And we could get an isolated storm this evening. Low temperature, around 73 by morning. Tuesday, partly cloudy. Storms likely. In fact, we've got a chance of storms every day right through next Sunday. High temperature on Tuesday, a hot, humid 93.
Yes.
Up to 91 on Wednesday. And don't forget the storms. Thursday, storms, high 86. Friday, storms, high 89. Saturday, high 81 and storms. Currently, though, mostly sunny skies. Temperatures 86 at O'Hare, 87 at Midway, 73 at the lakefront. Southwest winds at 7. The water temperature off Chicago's lakefront is 66. From the WGN Weather Center, this is Jim.
Jim, because of the atmosphere being unstable like Iraq, that's why we get these thunderstorms. That's just part and parcel of summer, right?
Yeah. Well, in a couple of cases, we're on the nose of a jet. We've got jet stream. We've got an organized system coming in on Thursday. We've got. I think we're actually out looking for some severe weather in the northwest suburbs tomorrow.
All right, so that storm comes in, maybe lingers, but in and out, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah. Well, more sustained stuff after Thursday. That looks like something that would probably keep us gray and rainy off and on just about all day. But there would be some dry hours.
They
probably said
that about Sunday, and yesterday was beautiful.
Yeah, well, it got a couple of things going on there. One, a little process called a capping inversion, which tend to discourage convection. Hmm. I'll explain that to you if you want.
We'll do that tomorrow.
Oh.
Yeah, too much information
in
one day. I will do that.
Okay.
I'll talk to you tomorrow, Jimmy.
Have a good one.
Thank you. Last night at 10 o'clock, my favorite team, and they must do this because they know I might be watching, Dick Johnson and Pete Sack on Channel 5 at 10 o'clock. Johnson and Sack. And they stand next to each other knowing that they're going to get this kind of reaction.
No bang?
No, she's on a different channel.
She's on with Jordan.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, this is the Channel 5 team.
Oh, that's 5.
My dream team is Johnson, Sack, Bang, and you. But we've got three different channels that would have to pull that together.
Right.
But last night I was halfway there. Dick Johnson, Pete Sack. I mean, it's childish, but it's something on a Sunday night.
Do you think Dick Johnson even gets the joke? Do you think he's even aware of it?
That his name's redundant?
Yeah. Do you think he even gets it?
Well, when Pete does the weather and throws, thank you, Peter. Thank you, Dick. I mean, it's just, it's childish. Yes. But you can't buy that kind of humor.
Because why wouldn't he be Richard Johnson? And this way, at least it takes a little of that away.
Well, it's not Richard. And here they are. And somebody went, hey, you know what we're going to do? We're going to put Pete Sack on with him. Because that moron on now the future thinks it's funny. And I do. Leslie, you've got stuff.
Mayor Emanuel calls it a major milestone for the city. A federal judge today ruled federal oversight is no longer necessary. The judge warned vigilance is still needed, though, to prevent patronage abuse. Illinois is restoring some Medicaid cuts made 2 years ago. Governor Quinn signed a measure adding back adult dental and podiatry services. The bill's sponsor says the cuts didn't save the state money. People just went to the emergency room where care is more expensive. And a pilot who's been working for a skydive company near St. Louis for the last 4 years made his first jump over the weekend, and it wasn't for the thrill of it all. 21-year-old Sean Kinmartin, was forced to bail from his Cessna aircraft after a skydiver accidentally broke a flap on the plane's tail. The plane ended up in one field, Kinmartin in another. The pilot's fine. The plane not so good. Meanwhile,
how does that happen? Because you jump out and
somehow or another he clipped this elevator on the plane's tail, and with that, the guy said he was going down and chose not to go down with
this whole skydiving thing. Really?
But okay, so you work for a skydive company. And you have no urge to ever skydive. That's a something
well,
about
well, what does that say?
Yep. Meanwhile, on the expressways, Eden's outbound's doing just fine. Inbound slow from Foster to the junction, just about 23 from Lake Cook to Montrose. Kennedy outbound's a half hour to O'Hare. Inbound 52 and climbing from the airport in. Ike westbound's 25 to Mannheim, 37 to Route 53. Inbound's about 44 in from 53. Stevenson still 50 minutes either way between Lakeshore Drive and 355. Part of that because of an earlier crash near Route 83. Ryan southbound's 22 to 95th. Northbound 16, I-57 filling in around the CalSag construction, filling in fast. Meanwhile, the southbound tri-state just starting to build around O'Hare. I'm Leslie Keiling, WGN.FM.
Thank you, Leslie. 312-521-8600. Some texts have come in, and I think one of the podcasts was late in being posted. It says here, hey, you bunch of soft pretzels, why did it take so long to get Friday's podcast up? Craig is here for your answer.
So, we transition podcasts at the station in general to be done by what we call associate producers. So it's not done by the show anymore, and that's a couple months or maybe a month now that that's been happening. There's been some struggles with that as some of the associate producers have changed over the last
Really?
Yeah.
I'm shocked to see so much change. That usually
some
never happens.
Churn.
I will say this. Apparently the game didn't have any podcasts for 3 days. So us
well,
only,
but
game.
Nobody knew.
Right. Us only doing Friday wasn't so bad in comparison.
Okay, but what about real broadcasting?
Right.
That's what I'm talking about right here. This is real broadcasting, not something else. That's a State Farm commercial that Jimmy
State Farm
is on, yeah. We're number six, Jimmy.
Well, you know, Progressive and Allstate with Mayhem have really pushed the whole insurance commercial to an edgier,
well,
kind of quirky thing.
And they all have an image person or thing,
yeah,
like the gecko or whatever. But they all have to have something that you remember. And, yeah, you got Flo. You got the Gecko.
Yeah.
And Mayhem. And then that black guy who's the spokes guy.
Oh, Dennis Hallsbert.
Hallsbert.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With the blue shirt.
And I don't know if that's an image. It's just a handsome man with a nice voice.
Yeah. Well,
but you're right. Anything that they can do. And Toyota's done that with that, what's her name, Julie?
Yeah, with the red shirt.
Yeah, they want to have somebody that's identified strictly with the product because somehow that works, they think.
That Flo apparently makes a boatload of money.
Why wouldn't she?
It's just surprising how one little commercial, she's probably been an actress, probably struggling her whole life, and she hits this thing. She never has to make a movie in her life or anything.
Movie schmovie. This is better.
I know.
Probably tape all those in a couple days.
Exactly.
Twice a year.
She doesn't have to use the tap dancing anymore, but she still sings. Which...
How does one wake up with a bullet in his head? I was talking about these people that in the old days when they didn't have air conditioning would sleep on the lakefront, and I may have said that some of them woke up with a bullet in their head.
It's
well,
possible.
Some can. Yeah, it doesn't mean you're dead.
No.
There was a Kevin Kline movie where his wife shoots him in the head, and he got up the next day and walked around much to the family's chagrin because they really tried to off him, and it was based on a real story. So
and
that does happen.
There was a mob hit years ago, right?
That
Ito guy?
Yeah, Ken Ito.
Then they shoot him in the head.
And he lived.
Three times or something?
Yeah,
he lived.
Yeah.
That's quite a noggin.
Can't you live with a bullet in your head, too?
I'm sure some people will.
Yeah.
Or a crayon up your nose. That was Homer Simpson.
Well, kids like to put popcorn and jelly beans in their nose and ears.
Erasers.
In their canals, as we call it. For what reason, I don't know. I put cotton in my nose. I used to like to put cotton in my nose off the blanket. I don't know why. I was like a future drug user. I don't know.
Did you breathe then, or what did...
Yeah, I liked it. I liked the feel of it.
You were a human lint screen.
I was. There was something about it. Hey, I got two openings, no waiting. I think I'll put something in there. Thank you.
Okay.
But I never really advanced anything else.
Did it ever go too far up where you couldn't get
it? No,
out
I always try to keep it where I can just...
with some slack?
With a little bit of a tug.
So you could pull it out.
A little tug and it was out. I got nothing right here today so far. Sorry, Gary. With Toyota, it's Jan, not Julie.
She's got a red shirt.
Yeah.
What's the difference?
And that is their figurehead for their commercials, their identifier. I wonder how many people they looked at and said, yeah, that's the one right there. All those, and the people that auditioned and didn't get it, and they're thinking, that could have been me.
You got to be killing yourself going, I was up for Jan.
That's the ticket to not having to work much and enjoying a nice life. All right, 312-521-8600. Like I said, I saw the naked bike riders on Saturday. Maybe you were one of them.
So they were completely naked?
I'd say half were completely naked.
And you could see everything.
The other half, everything that is everything. Yeah. The other half had shorts on or underwear.
Yeah, I saw pictures with the underwear.
Is there a video of this out there now? I'm sure there is, right?
I'm sure there. I saw a picture in the paper of just the women with the underwear. But, I mean, guys?
Yeah.
So where's everything going?
Well, it's drooping, hanging.
I mean, there's
sliding.
A lot to
when
maneuver.
They would stand up to pedal, though, you'd see this big old ass going down Michigan Avenue.
They were standing and pedaling.
Somewhere, yeah, they'd stand to pedal. Like, I'm going to dinner here, eh?
I mean, I thought it was always like at 2 in the morning.
I thought it was later.
Yeah.
But there it was, down Michigan Avenue, 7:30, 8 o'clock, police blocking the street because there were so many of them.
Now, are these people that you would actually like to see naked?
They're going by so fast, and it's twilight, so you can't really see if anybody
saw something, though. I mean,
well, I saw appendages of sorts, right. But nothing where you could focus on them.
Yeah. Were they wearing helmets, at least?
Some were, yeah. Some had helmets.
So it's not completely naked.
Right. On all things. Yeah. A little helmet on little Willie.
Well, you never know what can happen.
That's
you fall off the road.
That could hurt.
Always wear a helmet.
And we are the future. 312-521-8600. Give a call. We got time to talk. Ed?
Hey, Gare. How's it going?
Hey, Ed.
Just wanted to mention the Allstate commercial, the guy with the nice pipes. He was in Major League. He was the voodoo guy, Mutombo.
I don't remember. I don't know if I saw that movie. There were several, right? Major League movies? Yeah.
That's the one with Charlie Sheen. There's Wild Thing or whatever in it.
Has he done a lot of movies, this Allstate guy?
That's the only other thing I've seen him in.
He's a TV guy, right?
He was in the first season of 24. He was the president.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
He probably has made more money doing the Allstate stuff and less work than all his TV stuff combined.
I'm sure he has.
How can we get those jobs, Ed?
I don't know. I'm still looking for it.
I will let you know if I find one and they need some more people. Matt. Thank you, Ed. Matt.
Hey, Gary.
Hey, Matt.
The trick for that nude bike ride is you got to get a recumbent bike like I have, where you're sitting back, you can wave to the crowd, and, you know, hey, as the hombres said back in, what, 67, 68, let it all hang out.
Isn't that the bike that's low to the ground?
Yeah, it's like really extended, and instead of a saddle, you know, like a regular 10-speed has, this thing has a canvas seat. You're actually sitting in a full seat, and you're sitting in an upright position, it's like you're riding your easy chair, your Barca lounger down the road.
And you have a flag that's about 6 feet high, so people don't run over you, right?
Well, you don't have to. Some people do, but you don't have to.
Yeah, well, I recommend the flag because I've seen these guys. The thing is so low. And you're in those bike paths in the city, and you would run these people over if you didn't have that flag to warn you.
Well, they've got different kinds, and mine is not so low. They do have some that are real low, where you're almost sitting on the ground. This one is not that low. It's more like about chair height, you know, an average height. So.
All right.
By the way, that girl that plays Flo, she's got two first names. Her name is Stephanie Courtney.
Okay, and her stage name is Flo.
Is Flo, yeah, but she also apparently does some voices for the Adult Swim cartoon called something to do with Tom Goes to the Mayor or something like that, and she does some other things, and she's also in a comedy troupe called The Groundlings.
Oh, famous comedy troupe.
Yeah, she's all over the place. I mean, you talk about making a boatload of money, she's just everywhere.
Well, that's what you do in America. You try to make a boatload.
And by the way, can I drop a bomb?
Drop one. I'm up for one.
Okay. As somebody cleaned up the before, I'm going to tell you like we said it back in the military. There's only two things that fall out of the sky: bird shit and idiots.
That's it. And
as far as that guy that jumped out of the plane, you know that. Oh boy.
I'm going to get that bumper sticker.
What's that?
I'm going to get that bumper sticker.
There you go. Why would anybody jump out of a perfectly good airplane?
That's what I've been told.
In his case, it wasn't a perfectly good airplane, so that made sense. But as far as those people who do it for the thrill, no, thank you.
I agree. Thank you, Matt. Keep in touch.
Thanks, Gary.
Did you ever see Heat, the movie Heat?
That's with Melissa McCarthy?
No, that was the Heat.
Okay. The Heat.
No, the one.
And Heat.
No, were there Heat.
Were
there like bank robbers, Robert De Niro,
no.
Al Pacino?
Val Kilmer.
Dennis Haysbert is in that, too.
All right, he's had a good career.
Yeah, he's,
but
he's done
again,
a lot of things.
As far as minimum work,
oh.
Maximum payout, what he's doing with the commercials.
Oh. And exposure.
Yeah. He's right. He gets more
you
exposure
him,
on those than any movie he's been in.
You see him every night somewhere.
Sure. Did Baba Bibble go to Tennessee to see Elton John?
No, it was the Bonnaroo, but that was last night. So I could, although it was on the stream. I watched it.
Well, you're just all over the stream.
Well,
now.
You know, it's the future.
And how was it on the stream?
It was good. I mean, the sound was good. The picture was good. Just a few moments of buffering. But aside from that, I was shocked because, you know, that's a music festival with, you know, mostly younger kids who are camping out all weekend. You literally,
what was shocking?
That Elton would play that. You know, I would think he's an older crowd. You know, an older crowd would come.
And how was he received?
Very well. In fact,
kind of retro now to be into him? If you're 20
well, you
years
know
old.
What? I think that's actually what's happening now, is that now it's kind of cool. It's like, remember when we used to like Sinatra all of a sudden then? You know, our parents,
right.
You know, we hated them, and all of a sudden we loved them. And so I think that is what's happening because they had people, I mean, they were young, had to be in their 20-somethings, and they were singing the songs and screaming.
Well,
and
I'm just glad to see this internet stuff taking over everything. I'm coming back for everything. I want this to swamp every piece of old media that we've ever seen. And here, I saw this today. The Daytime Emmy Awards
right.
are going to be on the stream only.
Webcast.
Not that that's a huge program, but think about it. It's got some kind of currency to move it to the web only. That says something.
Especially when, you know, a lot of those shows, I mean, that's where your Oprahs and all those, you know, with all those talk shows
right.
would win their Emmys. So those are...
Right. It's not like it's
yeah.
just some local schmokel Emmy show, which I understand shouldn't even be on the stream.
I mean, it used to...
And I've been on at those. Oh, don't ever... Please. And I think that is on the stream, though, the local one, isn't it?
Oh, is it?
Is it?
I'm sure they...
I mean, come on. They got to put it at least on the stream. But they took that thing off local television many years ago because local television even said, it's about us, but it's embarrassing.
Well, you don't even want to stay.
No. Once you lose, you don't want to be anywhere near there, which, as it turns out, I left asking where the bathroom was. Never came back.
I wonder if they had any, empty chair sitters for your table.
And so, we're sitting right up
that's
front,
what I mean,
too.
So it looks bad.
And we're in the first batch of awards. That's when I did that stuff for Channel 9, the commentary.
In the Line of Meyer?
In the Line of Meyer, which I'd like to do again. And after this guy that was managing the place leaves, I think, in a couple of weeks, I'm going to revisit that.
Why
I like
not?
Doing that.
Why not?
Were they that bad? It wasn't
they
because...
They were Emmy Award nominated.
That I got nominated.
Nominated for an
it
Emmy.
It wasn't that. They just said the typical budget cutbacks.
Yeah.
Got budget cutbacks. Got to do it. Anyway, so...
Anyway.
Jeff Hoover, the producer of the piece, has said, we have to submit this for an Emmy. I go, okay, whatever you want to do. So we get nominated, and we're sitting there. And our category comes up, and there are two winners out of the five. So we're thinking, oh, double the chances of winning.
You're already getting your speech out.
I looked at the other pieces, and I thought, come on, right?
So who'd you lose to?
Oh,
the one that I remember is the guy that did a piece on how road signs are made.
And scintillating.
He gets up there, and he said, I can't believe I won. I threw this together at the last minute. So that's doubly.
Oh.
So do you think when he said that, do you think he threw the nomination packet
he
together or the story?
Both. Oh. He said he just put the piece together and
threw it in
at the last minute. That's what he said when he was up there.
You should have said, thanks, ass.
And it's so funny because you're sitting there thinking, you're waiting to hear your name. And it is like all those award shows. And everything goes into slow motion. So I turned to Jeff. Redirect. And now my next thought is, how do I get out of here?
How do I leave?
Because there are at least 2 hours of awards to go. At least, because we just started.
Easily.
So I did that thing where I said to my wife and daughter, okay, here's how I'm going to go. You go to the bathroom. Don't come back. Wait for me in the lobby. You go to the bathroom in 5 minutes, and then I'll wait, and then I'll ask somebody where the bathroom is, and then I'll dust.
And thanks to you, we now know that that is an Irish goodbye.
An Irish goodbye.
Irish exit.
Irish exit, yeah.
Whatever. How is that?
Irish exit, yeah.
But that's what you got
to
do.
Well, good thing is, at least you weren't on TV, so you had to look like you were happy that you lost. You know what I mean?
And it was at this place that looks like the inside of Genie's Bottle.
Oh, right.
On
that,
West Randolph.
That Indian place,
yeah,
right?
It's got
or the Moroccan
onion
place?
Turrets.
Yeah.
Those copper turrets. Oh,
okay.
And
lots of curtains.
Yeah.
Lots
yeah.
Of tassels.
I thought, where's Genie? She's lying around here somewhere.
Hello, master.
Ding, ding.
He's still lost.
Yeah.
Genie.
But
Genie.
I just, the whole thing kind of creeped me. I said to Jeff, I said, I'm never entering this again. It's just weird. Because there was a lot of Janet Davies getting up there in gold pants. And then that food show on Channel 9, Chicago's Best.
Right.
That guy and
Peyton's
Bonnie
daughter.
Payton, what's her name?
Brittany. Brittany Payton.
They won, and she's crying, and I'm thinking, you eat onion rings. She was crying during the whole
thing.
And
you make scrambled eggs.
Yes.
Did they show a real big close-up of her mouth as she was crying?
Yeah. Yeah, with a patty melt in it.
And then 6 months later, the guy left.
Yeah, well, there you go for your award. So much for that. Although, just so happy to win this. It was just so weird. The whole awards thing is just weird, weird, weird.
And there are way too many of them anymore.
Yeah.
So people are just tired of seeing other people.
Okay, but let's pretend that you won. Then what?
I still said to him, I said before, when this thing started rolling and I looked around, I said, Jeff, I can't. I'm not because I'm above this. It's just creeping me out. There's a lot of creepiness here.
Well, didn't you say then the next year, you know, he was doing something and now he's even decided not to submit anymore?
He said that, but he keeps entering.
Oh, does
yeah.
he? Okay.
He's addicted to that thing.
Because you said he was
going
to
Jeff,
stop.
Come on. You've been there. And he keeps losing to real stupid stuff. And he keeps going back. But it's kind of like an Amway thing. You have to pay to enter. And you have to, if you want any more than one Emmy, if more than one person works on it, you got to buy those extra Emmys.
How much do they go for?
I don't have any idea. I don't know because I didn't win one. I have to worry about that.
But this is why we go to the internet, because that's the future. And honestly, he is an internet sensation.
Who is?
Jeff Hoover.
Oh, yeah. He's got a lot of stuff out there.
So he doesn't need any stupid
he does this thing
plastic
with
award.
A neck brace.
Yeah,
and
Wee Winkle or something.
Winkle or Stain or something. And he pulls his shirt out of his
he does
fly.
And a Christopher Walken imitation that is just dead on.
He's a very funny man. I don't know why he puts up with that. Because it's just really, after two or three times of getting slapped around.
He wants the hardware.
When a guy says, I just threw this together.
Oh, that's terrible.
To get in this. And it was a road. How to make a road sign.
Well, plus, why would you say that in front of your boss?
That's what I thought.
Well, why would you say that in front of people that you just beat?
That's what
because
I thought.
Because that's actually an insult.
That's what I thought.
I mean, that guy's in. Where was he from? He wasn't from Chicago.
No, he was from Wisconsin.
Yeah, because don't they include like two or
three? Yeah, it's because the thing, they try to get as many people spending money as possible because they know they can work on your ego. Oh, this person will spend this money to get four more Emmys.
Right.
And you have to pay to enter. You got to pay for your extra Emmys.
It's like the Walk of Fame in L.A. You have to pay for that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the on Hollywood Boulevard.
Your little your star. Yeah, you pay and you have to pay for the upkeep.
Yeah,
every year I think.
Are they going to do that to Kathy and Judy here?
I don't know how that one works.
I think they have to scrub their own star, whatever they're going to put out there, with a toothbrush.
Spike's going to come in every month,
darling,
he'll hire somebody
from Tennessee.
Come in.
What are they going to? How are they going to do anything in front of the building? I can't imagine the city's going to let them chop up sidewalk and put.
But they own it. Isn't it going to be on Pioneer Court? So they don't.
Oh,
is
it on the side of the building?
Was it the front part? The city?
I don't think they can tamper with the sidewalk on Michigan Avenue, can they?
Otherwise, they should get that mosaic pothole filler guy.
Right.
And we could just have potholes done in WGN personalities.
Yeah.
Memorial. Well,
oh, that should,
not memories.
That should
they're
do
still
it.
Alive.
Yeah. Walk of Fame.
Walk of Fame.
Walk of Fame.
Walk of Fame. Could want to be in the seat of fame because a bunch of homeless people would probably sit against the wall. Sit against the...
Get off of Bob Collins, you jerk.
Get off of Quinn Ryan, whoever he is.
I don't know.
Do we even know who Quinn Ryan
is? I don't.
Is?
I don't know. The heck is that?
It's a Quinn Ryan production.
Yeah, right.
312-521-8600. That's the phone number and the text number. And this is Joe. Hey, Joe.
Hey, Gary. What's happening?
Hey, how was your weekend?
It was good. It was, you know, Father's Day. Yours? How was yours?
Great. How many kids do you have?
I don't have any.
Oh, okay. Are you married?
I am married. I do not. I'm kind of like
Bibble.
What's his face? Jim over there. I don't have any kids.
Okay.
But I like kids.
All right.
You know, I don't kick them out during Halloween like that guy over there.
Yeah,
you know?
I don't kick them out. I just don't answer the
door.
He
doesn't answer the door.
Yeah. Hey, does Pat Hughes get to swear during commercials for sports clips on your station? Does he get to, like do? I was just listening to that commercial. I would have been funny if he swore during that because we're on WGN.com. And,
now, he does that for – we play these commercials just to give a little breather. Those are just add-ons until we start really selling things on the stream.
And did you notice that Bill and Wendy get the money clip every single day? How come you don't get the money? I mean, I know you're not on WGN.
They're not going to give me that.
They're not going to give you that?
No, that's stayed on the AM.
And that's going to stay. But now they're promoting the crap out. They promote that show like it's the be-all, end-all of talk radio. They got the sport clip. Every single time there's a sport clip, they have it.
The money clip.
The money clip,
yeah.
I mean. Yeah, the money clip, I'm sorry.
I don't know what to tell you.
Tune in to Bill and Wendy at 3:45. Tune in to Bill and Wendy at 4:45. Let's go over to WGN with Robin Baumgartner. Let's watch the Bill and Wendy. Did you get any of that?
No. Robin Baumgartner's not on that show, is she?
No, she had them on her show.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I mean, I think I was on there when I started, too, so that's no big deal.
Well, and did you notice, and I'm not saying, I'm just saying, that the White Sox suck since you went to WGN.com? The White Sox are 2-7 and the Cubs are 8-5? You got something going, my friend.
All right. Well, that's the juju you like that I give you.
I'm just saying that the Sox suck right now and the Cubs are good. All it is, and the announcement that BBM is taking over the Cubs, I think we got something going.
Well, we will see.
I think we got something going. But listen, you know, I mean, a little bit for the effort. Do the money clip or something, you know, to promote your little Bob Cratchit show over there.
Joe,
you know, I mean,
they're not going to give me any of that.
You know, you still got the best show in town.
Thank you, Joe. I'm going to talk to the key guy now, all right? Keep in touch.
All right.
It's Greg Marsh. I saw this article in the New York Times about these kiosks that make keys. And I guess it begs the obvious question, Greg. Do you call them kiosk, K-E-Y-I-O-S-K?
I just had this conversation about a minute ago with someone. Everyone who uses the kiosk suggests that we use that name. So I think, we're probably going to stick with Kimi at this point, but it's a fan favorite for sure.
It's Kimi that you call them, K-E-Y-M-E, and it is a kiosk that makes keys. And oddly enough, within the last couple of weeks, I was talking about how I used to like to go to the hardware store and watch that guy grind the key. There's something very soothing about it. I know it's not the best sound in the world, but for some reason, I just liked watching him and then hoping when I got home that the key actually worked. So
we're basically trying to bring convenience and value for that same service. And one neat thing about the kiosk is that instead of having an error rate of about 15%, which is the error rate that you get by making keys manually, we can bring that down to about 1%. So really cutting down on the number of bad cuts.
And this is a machine doing it.
Yep. So we have two ways you can make your keys. The first is with our kiosks, just as you said, and they're in Bed Bath & Beyond, Rite Aid, 7-Eleven, and you can just walk up, insert your key in the front. We'll analyze it in a couple of seconds. You can choose your design, and we'll cut it for you right there automatically in about 30 seconds, and it'll just drop out. And then the second way you can get your key is actually with our mobile app. So it's a completely free app in the iTunes store, and you can actually, in the app, just take a picture of your key from your phone. And our image analysis technology will pull out all the features of your key that we need to know, and you can just order copies directly on your phone. And so we'll we'll cut them in our office and ship them directly to you. So really just an extremely convenient way to get copies when you need them.
But there are vending machines too, right?
Yep. So the kiosk is completely synced with the mobile app. So we're copying keys is the primary thing we're doing, and you can either do that by taking a picture using your phone or by inserting your key at the vending machine. But if you've ever copied your key with us, we give you the free option to actually save a digital backup. And what that means is if you ever get locked out, instead of paying a couple $100 for a guy to break your door, you can go to any of the kiosks and log into your account and actually just print a spare key when you need one. So it's really kind of, you know, novel way to solve lockouts.
And those are just available in the New York area?
They are, but we're coming to Chicago soon. So we later this year, in just a couple of months, we'll be rolling out to some major retailers in the Chicago area. So we're pretty excited about it.
And what is the cost to get a key made?
So for a normal, just instant duplication, it's anywhere from $2 to $5. If you're locked out, we charge you $20 instead of, you know, $200 for a guy to break your lock. And then it's completely free to scan your key on your phone and save as many keys as you like. So it's like free lockout insurance. You can just have a secure digital backup of your key. And then if you ever need a copy, we provide all these really easy ways to actually get a physical spare.
But if you pay $2 to $5, that's if you bring the actual key.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Yep.
And
yep.
Some people have asked before I had you on, I was talking about having you on and talking about this, and people said, well, in a vending machine, you put the key in there, you can do it with the vending machine, right?
Yep.
And does the key go in there somewhere? And sometimes with the vending machine, you know, you can't get stuff out. It's screwed up. People are worried about that.
Yeah, so we have a little key insertion slot, I guess you could call it, where you insert your key, similar to putting it in like a lock or the ignition of a car, and we have some really amazing technology which will analyze your key in about 3 seconds, and pull up the designs for it in the touchscreen, and you can just make your key very quickly. And you know, vending machine is a pretty apt way to describe the service because it's self-service and we're giving you something. But the technology is pretty amazing, and we have engineers from, you know, NASA and MIT and all these amazing places. And so the machine is extremely reliable. It's very accurate. So it doesn't jam up like a traditional chip machine that you got to bang on to get your item out.
And some people obviously worry about security, but nobody would know what the key is for. You don't leave an address or anything.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So we take security extremely seriously, and there's a couple of things we do. The biggest thing is just what you said, which is, you know, we strictly don't store any information which could ever link your key with an address. So there's, you know, we don't know where you live, and we don't want to know. And in a worst-case scenario where someone was able to break through our encryption or hack our database, they'd see a bunch of numbers but no way to actually associate that with any sort of physical address. So it's very, very secure.
And these are only house keys for the most part, because car keys with the fob and everything, those are more complicated, I imagine, right?
Currently just home, office, and mailbox keys, although we have some exciting stuff in the pipeline to get more advanced keys.
All right. And how did you get involved in this?
So I've done some startups in the past, and when I was, you know, thinking about my next one, I had just moved to New York, and my wife got locked out all the time. And so after seeing that process a couple of times, you know, she'd wait around and pay a couple $100, it really got my wheels spinning about, you know, how to come up with a better solution to residential lockouts. And this idea of, you know, being able to digitally store your key and make copies from that, I thought was really, really interesting. And so we got some great engineers and, you know, been at it ever since. But, you know, reception's been terrific. We launched about 9 months ago, and we've already made tens of thousands of keys and saved people hundreds of thousands of dollars in lockout fees. So we're really excited about taking this national and building a really great business.
How did you get your funding? Did you think about going on Shark Tank, or have you been on Shark Tank?
I would love to go on Shark Tank. We have not been able to go on there so far, but we have been funded by great investors. So the founder of Coinstar is an investor and is on our board. The founder of Virgin Mobile We have some great venture backers like Battery Ventures and White Star, and these guys have built really successful businesses, and we're very fortunate to be partnered with them. So we've got a great external advisory group.
Well, when you're getting ready to come into Chicago, let's get together again and talk about it.
I would love that. Great. I would love that.
Great. Well, congratulations, Greg. I love guys who think like you. You're the future. You're the future.
Thank you. We're really excited about it, and I really appreciate your you bring me on the show.
No problem. Greg Marsh, thank you.
All right. Thanks a lot. Take care.
How about that?
That's a great idea to stick it in.
Yeah.
Because that was my, when you said
right,
that, my first
drop
was,
in the machine. You just stick
I
it
lost
in like
my
an,
key.
You stick it in like an ignition
and
just pull
it
right up.
That's fantastic.
I see. That's the future right there. Yeah. I love these vending machines that are doing all these crazy things.
He's got to use kiosk, though. He has to use it. I mean, key me, fine, but make it the key me kiosk then.
All right. Well, I don't think he's suffering from anything right now. I think he's got everything going.
He should get the guys from Master Lock as part of his board, too, while he's at it. And Slage, what is that? Slage or
Schlage?
Schlage.
But
that's a great idea.
Wife kept getting locked out. He starts to work on an idea, and now it's all this.
I would actually make more. I would like to have more spare keys. And that would make it much easier for me to do.
As you would imagine, rather anal about things. So when I get home, there are two areas where keys go. And if they're not in those areas, I get all wiggy. And I have an area for the spare keys in case my wife needs a spare key for one of the cars. They're in the same area every time.
Yeah.
Because keys can drive you nuts.
Yeah. But my point is, I always like to have more on hand, but how often do you go to the hardware store? How often do you do it? But my gosh, if you're walking by a kiosk,
there, you
boom.
Go, I think I'll make a key right now.
Oh,
and then get a pie and a Coca-Cola.
My big slushy, and then get a couple of keys made.
The article that I saw and that Greg was featured in was a big article about how we're going to really have our doors opened by our smartphones. It's all going to digital locks and things on the house.
I think somebody was on Shark Tank with that app.
Oh,
where
yeah?
Where you did something.
And that's what it's
right
all moving
front.
Towards.
Yeah.
More keyless.
Yeah.
In cars, some of these cars don't have a key that starts it, although
I don't.
They have a fob, and you have to have that fob near there. You have that?
I just press a button.
Yeah.
Have the key on you. So that's how, if a robber comes in, he can't start the car. But I don't. I wouldn't.
Right.
In fact, my wife's car the other day, I was moving it, and it was so weird for me to stick a key into the ignition now because
that's so prehistoric.
Oh my God!
And then you saw the AM/FM radio and went, that's a doorstop. What do you need that for? Nobody wants that.
A cassette player.
I have a cassette player in one of my cars.
Well,
it was
sure.
probably the tail end of the cassette era. The car is 15 years old.
Some of them don't even have CD players anymore. That's how old CDs now are.
My daughter, we're in the Fiat the other day, and she goes, would you like to hear a song? And I go, yeah, okay. So she takes her phone, she plugs it in, something into the glove box, and it comes over the car speakers, which is how you get this show, I guess, in the long run or short run.
Well, I had a friend of mine who had something on his, some music on his iPad, and he goes, you have Bluetooth in this car? I said, yeah. He goes, wait a minute. And boop, boop, boop. And now he's playing something off of his iPad in my car. Not even plugging anything in.
It's witchery, I say.
I'm like, what the heck?
Take a picture of my coworker's keys on her desk. Now I can get into her house. Well, if that's the kind of...
Yeah, but I think you have to...
low living that you are, who leaves their keys on their desk like that where somebody can come by and take a picture?
Yeah, but don't you have to put it... I mean... I would think it has to be a pretty close unless you really, because now you're stalking.
Okay,
if you get
this is a good time to have everybody keep their keys in their pockets or their purses.
I tell you, though, it is nice. I mean, because think about how many keys do you have? It's such a pain to carry all those keys. And now with the car key with the big fob,
yeah,
I mean.
It ruins the lines in my Vanderbilt jeans.
Well, that's why you always talk about me always why to wear a coat. I like to wear a coat because I like to put my keys in the pocket of the coat. What do you do in the summer?
You're a sweat monkey. When it's over 50 degrees, you sweat like the Bucky Dent Fountain.
Where are you putting your keys right now?
They're in my pocket.
So you do have the big bulge then, right?
Well, if you think that's the keys, I guess. 312-521-8600. I have a complaint, and I don't want to get into this complaining stuff because it's not your issue, ladies and gentlemen, but it hurts me, and I'm going to tell you what it is.
Yeah.
The lack of phone calls.
Oh.
Because a talk show should have a nice mixture of phone calls, right?
Yeah, well, that's
a
talk show.
That's what makes a talk show, but I understand you're listening on the phone, so it's kind of clumsy in that respect, but that's what I miss more or less out of what's happened here, amongst other things that I'll keep private right now until we're...
Until when?
Until
5?
Till Thursday, and then I'll let it out. But that's what I miss because that was the percussion of doing the show. And I don't know if some of you like hearing songs, but then it starts to swing into kind of a quasi-music show, which it's not going to do totally. I understand, what is it, 2 songs an hour? Right?
Is it that many?
Sometimes, maybe. But it's that or play commercials. I assume you'd rather hear a song, although the commercials will come at some point because you have to pay the freight on this. But I think that's the part that I missed the most was that constant flow of phone calls.
Well, you wouldn't have a Joe without the phone calls or a Stewart and some of those regular callers. You know, that,
right. They were the regulars and they'd call and maybe it was just a little punchline, boom.
Or Danny. We haven't heard from Danny.
Danny has called, but it's not as frequent.
Right.
And that's kind of what I miss because that's what a talk show is. And I don't know how to rectify that entirely in the process of trying to get this thing up and going, but that's what I miss.
Maybe you just remind, maybe because of the way people are listening now, they are not remembering to maybe call in because they've got their computer hooked up.
It's a different, right, it's a different way to go about listening, which involves your phone sometimes. So I understand you got to use the phone to call, you got to use the phone to listen. It's kind of clumsy in some respects.
Because here's my thing. People are texting you.
Yeah, I'm getting texts.
So here, if I can text you and listen, then why can't I call you?
Well, again, when you listen to the show, if you listen for any length of time, you know that there are a lot fewer calls.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I miss. All right, I said it. And yeah, I said it.
And there you go.
Mike,
and
thank you for
that.
Yes, I'm here.
You're here? Good.
We have an interesting key story for you. My wife and I enjoy listening to your show quite a bit. Sometimes I think my wife is having an affair with you, but we'll get into that.
None of your business, Mike.
Anyway, we have a brand new Ford Focus, which has a keyless entry. You don't have to stick a key into the ignition. I'm sure you've seen some cars that have some of these things. And the key at my daughter's wedding, outside the reception hall, one of the kids dropped the key down between the seats. And we could not find the key anywhere, even though you could see everything down underneath the car. Well, the dilemma we had then is now that the key's in the car, you can't lock the car, and you could also start the car and drive it away because the key happens to be in the car where it's supposed to be. So now we're frantic because the car is out in the parking lot, and we kept going out there and searching the car. I searched the front seats, back seats, under seat. We couldn't find it anywhere, and we kept going out there. And eventually, on about the fourth attempt, one of them were putting our fingers everywhere. And this key actually fell down between the seats and onto the railing that the seat sits on. And then, of course, since we're sliding the seat up and back looking for the key, we managed to slide the seat right over the key without seeing the key.
Mm-hmm.
And so now, of course, now it's like this key has to be here. I was ready to dismantle this car to find this key. I was so upset because I couldn't find it. It was impossible because I could see so good. It was like I can see everything.
Do you remember?
But it's not here.
Do you remember when I was advertising the drop stop?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes,
those neoprene cushions that you put between the seats. I have them in all my cars. I can't tell you how many times they've saved me from dropping something down into that Carmuda triangle, and then you put your fingers down there and the grease from the rail of the seats gets all over your fingers. It's a mess, and you can never find anything. And then you got to do that thing where you use your two fingers like a pincher to try to get stuff out. That drop stop is a beautiful item to prevent that.
Yes. And you'd think I would have one since I'm basically the guy that goes to Walmart and goes to the TV commercial section and buy virtually every item sitting there trying it.
Yeah.
And I never bought that item, but
well, you will not.
Oh. Eventually, someone saw just the tip of the key, and we managed to slide it out. And after a couple of hours, and of course, my daughter's getting married. I was supposed to have my first dance with my daughter, so I'm going back and forth. I was just frantic the whole time. But the long story short was we finally got the key out. But if you lose that key in that car, you can't lock it, and you can start it and drive it away. And there's nothing anybody can do.
I never even thought about that, but that's a good point.
Yeah, you can just, and you can't lock it, so there's nothing you can do.
That is a weird design flaw that I don't know if they thought about.
Well, they can't thought about it because I'm always the first guy that has the dilemma that they didn't think about. See, I'm usually the guy that happens.
Well, it's on the future now, and people will hear this. And
so,
Detroit is a whirl of fixing that problem.
I bet they are. But we enjoy listening to your show very much. We both enjoy it, and always we hated seeing you leave 720. And we've got you on our iPhones and every Bluetooth device we have to listen to you. And we sit outside and listen to you. And like I say, I'm beginning to wonder if my wife is seeing you on the side right now.
But, Mike, again,
you know, who knows?
None of your beeswax, buddy. All right, just let it go. Thanks, Mike.
All right.
All right. Bye.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Jill on the blower.
Gary, between Mike's wife and me, you are a busy man.
Wow. What did I do?
No. You told me to call. Just called to tell you I love you, Gary.
Well, thank you, because I really miss the volume of calls that I'm not getting like ahead on the AM.
You know, I think it's more like people don't want to bother you, and you're right. Like, if you hang up to call you, then you're not listening. But you just put me right on hold, and I wasn't able to listen.
Yeah.
It's easy.
Okay.
It's easy.
All right. Well, I like people checking in. That's what I'm...
Oh, and Baba Bibble, you're my favorite knucklehead ever.
Oh, thank you.
If you have to have a knucklehead.
If you have to be a knucklehead, I guess that's fine.
You're my favorite.
Thank you, Jill.
Thanks, bye.
Okay. Shelly.
Hey, how are you, Gary?
Hey, Shelly.
Yeah, we love you. We're listening, and we'll be calling. But my question is, I like this idea of having my house key on my iPhone, but what do I do when I go on vacation? Do I give my neighbor the iPhone to get in the house?
Well,
email the picture.
Do you have a neighbor watch your house and go inside when you're gone?
Yes.
I always think that's kind of, I mean, no matter how much I trust somebody, I don't know. I just think that's a little weird.
Well, we do lock the dresser door so they can't look at our underwear.
Okay.
But...
I take all of that with me.
Oh.
I just clean out all the drawers.
Well, that's nice. No, but then, you know, she waters the plants and I take care of her cat when she's gone.
Yeah.
And...
Yeah, I'm weird, so don't pay any attention to me.
Oh, we know that, Gary.
Yeah, I know that, too. Thank you, Shelley.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. Tom.
Hey, Gary.
Hey, Tom.
You're talking about locking your keys in the car. I accidentally left my keys on my console right by the gear shift lever. And got out and locked the door. And even though they were sitting there by the console, I could not open the door.
How did you lock the door if you don't have your keys?
Well, the keys were in the car, and I pushed the button to lock the doors when I got out. So when I shut the door...
Yeah. And it's just when you're shutting it, you no! Just as it shuts, you realize. Cars, and I've got a car where you cannot lock the driver's door without the key. You can't push the button and shut the door. You have to use the key on the outside.
Okay.
Yeah. But that car's 20-some years old. I don't know if there. I had to get this. I had a car where it would automatically lock about 45 seconds after you're out of the car.
Yep.
So if you didn't have the keys out or everything, it just automatically locked. So say a valet parked it, which happened once.
That's not good.
And they left it in there.
Yeah.
And the thing locks on its own. A guy comes up. The car's locked, and the keys are in there. I forgot to tell you to take the keys out. That's not a good design.
No. So I had to call somebody, come pick me up, take me home, get my extra set of keys, come back.
What year car is this?
It's a 2011 Buick.
11?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so they still have that design where you can lock all the doors and shut it and the keys are in there. See, that's not good because you got that moment where you just put the button down or whatever and shut it and the keys are in there.
And now you can't even use the hanger. Because
those days are gone.
Yeah, the little knob is gone.
Yep.
All right, Tom, thank you.
Good show, Gary.
Thank you. Joe.
Hey, Gary.
Hey.
Hey, love your show.
Thank you.
I was listening on. I always have to listen online because I'm calling from Virginia. And then, so as soon as you made the change, I made the pointed it to the new place. And since I have a work phone, I can do it work phone and my smartphone.
Great. Sounds
so
good.
I love your show. You know, your whole banter and everything with Dibble is just excellent.
Well, you got to have the good banter, otherwise you got nothing left.
Yeah, and this is my summer of concerts, so I'm hitting all these concerts all over the place. I saw Jimi Hendrix Experience this past weekend, and I saw Steely Dan, and I saw, let's see.
Wait, what's the Jimi Hendrix? What's the Jimi Hendrix Experience?
Well, it's a guy named Lenny Holmes who's traveling around doing, like, Jimi Hendrix stuff. He was in Richmond, Virginia, and I spent Saturday night doing that.
How good is he?
He was pretty good. His voice isn't isn't great, but he could play the X pretty well.
Yeah. And so he must pay something to the Hendrix estate for doing this.
I would think so. So actually, I went to see the opening band. They're called Aquanet, and they're an 80s hair band, cover band. I know. And so
I thought you were going to say they're a Jethro Tull cover band.
Right, exactly.
No. It's the Aquanet, like the hairspray. And so I went to see them because I know the guy who sings for them. And then, he says, oh, stay, listen to this guy. He's pretty good. And he was pretty good.
So what's your next one?
My next one is Styx and Foreigner with Don Felder at Jiffy Lube Live.
Jiffy Lube Live.
Yeah, that's the outdoor arena here in Virginia.
That's the sponsor of the arena, Jiffy Lube.
Yeah, it used to be Nissan Pavilion, and then they started calling it Jiffy Lube Live.
Jiffy Lube Live.
Yeah.
Styx, Foreigner. They've been touring together for years.
Yeah. And my son goes, oh, look, can we go see Cher? And I said, no, I don't fit that demographic.
How old is your son?
He's 25.
Dad, can we go see Cher together? Father, son.
Yeah, yeah. I said, no, find someone else. I'll be happy to help you out with the money, but I'm not going to see Cher.
Why would your son be into Cher?
Because he is plays on the same team.
Okay.
He's gay, so he says it's Cher. He really likes Cher. So.
Well, then it's required.
Yeah.
You have to go and see Cher.
Well, that's why I said I'm not going to do. I don't fit that demographic. Sorry. So.
All right. Well.
All right. Well, I just love your show, and I'll call in more regular.
Thank you. Thank you, Joe.
And Cher's got her 15th farewell tour again.
She's one of those, I've retired and then comes back every other year.
Well, she was just at the Allstate Arena like 2 weekends ago, and now there's an ad in the paper. She's coming back to the United Center somewhere in October. And 2 years ago, she said she was retiring.
Wait.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And in 2 years, she can do a show with Barbara Streisand, and they can both come back from retirement.
But, I mean, she literally was here 2 weeks ago, and she's already coming back in October.
All right. There's a pent-up demand.
And she believes in life after love.
Is that a song?
Yeah.
Do you believe? Yep.
Oh, yeah, that song. Is that the song where she sounds like she's singing through
the
intercom
of
an apartment building?
Yes, that is what that's a perfect way of describing auto-tuning.
Yeah, poor Don Felder now is like third on the bill. He's with Styx and Foreigner, and then there's him from the Eagle, the former Eagle.
Okay. Has he done solo stuff for a while?
No. Well, he's trying, because he was in the band again.
Yeah, but
he got kicked out again.
He was in the band again? They let him back in?
When they reformed, he came back, and then he got kicked out again.
Wow.
So now he's playing, because he wrote a lot of those riffs, Hotel California, and he wrote a lot of the music. So I don't know, but one time I heard him sing, he's not really a singer.
Not a good singer.
Yeah, well, not like Don Henley.
All right. Not many people are. Henley's voice is perfect. Amy?
Hi. How are you?
Hey, Amy.
I have a funny story about a car. You were talking about being locked out and stuff. This was years ago. We were driving, my boyfriend at the time and I, in his Corvette, were driving down Gulf Road near Harms, and I think there was a horse stable around there or something like that.
People's stables. I used to ride out of that.
Yes. Okay. Oh. So there were
and Northwestern stables were right there too.
Listen to Miss Equestrian
working with Annie Oakley here.
So we're driving along, and I see a horse running without, you know, a person attending to it down Golf Road in between the cars. So I said to my boyfriend, go out and catch it. And he said, well, how? I said, well, I don't know. I don't care. Just do it.
Just do it. So, just catch that horse.
We both get out of the car. There's traffic all around us. We're in a Corvette, and I'm in a miniskirt. Didn't mean to wear a miniskirt and heels. On Golf Road, stopped everything, and the horse is just, he's out of sight. And so is my boyfriend. So now I look like I'm standing there on Golf Road. Car, I can't get in the car. Can't move the car. He took the keys because he was frantic. What, I didn't know why, because he was going to chase the horse. So everybody's saying, can we help you, as they're driving by? And I said, no, my boyfriend is trying to catch a horse. Okay. But then I see a lady with riding boots screaming coming toward me. And I go, my boyfriend is trying to catch your horse. But meanwhile, I'm in Golf Road, and these cars are whipping by me, and it's really scary. Anyway. The horse was okay. I was okay, but...
And now you know
the rest
of that story. Yeah. All right, Amy, thank you for sharing.
Okay.
I'll tell you.
Gary, love you.
Thank you.
Locksmiths, because I broke a key in our back door one time, and so I had to call locksmith, and so he pulls out the magnet and pulled out the thing, and he got into my lock in about 2 seconds.
And how much did he charge for all that?
Oh, it was like 100, because then he made me a key. Then he actually had... a key maker in his trunk.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. So he makes me a new key. I mean, the whole thing was like the guy from the Kimi place. It was close to 175, you know, and I had to wait an hour and a half, whatever it was. But I looked at him and I said, why are you doing this legitimately?
Why aren't you burglar?
I mean, I felt like...
Because
why
don't want to go to prison?
Well, I understand that, but I felt like, why do I even bother to lock my door? Because this guy...
Okay, you have to... assume that most locksmiths are trustworthy. Otherwise,
I hope.
Because they
chaos.
Can make, that's why you pay them the big money.
I mean,
like that.
It was I mean, he just took this little pick. But I'm saying, why? If that guy is. But
how about this? Cops have that tool that can open your car door in about 3 seconds.
The Slim Jimmy.
Right, yeah.
Well, we were at a maker's fair where, you know, robotic people and science people go to share thoughts and ideas, and they had a guy teaching you how to pick locks. Oh. And you start with like the basic locker lock, and then you move up to however many tumblers are involved. But it's really
a maker's fair.
It's
like a Renaissance fair for really
for nerds. For super nerds.
How often does that come through town?
Every so often. Yeah.
And where would that be?
This one was in Evanston. And
people dress up? Locks and keys? Or what do they dress up?
People do wear different outfits. They have a Power Wheels racing circuit sponsored by Toyota, run by a guy I know. And they take those children's Power Wheels cars and soup them up so they go really, really fast. And all of those people wear costumes because you also get points for...
Why, there's so much going on.
And you talk about me.
Oh, yeah, I do. You're crazy, too.
Yeah, I know, but come on. I'm not going
on
the
first time I saw a 3D printer. They're pretty cool people.
There's the result.
And we're seeing more of this all the time now. These guys jumping on these trains and getting hit by the
There seem to be a lot of...
What the heck?
And then I see the follow-up. There were no signs, no warnings, and I'm thinking...
How about common sense?
That's what I'm thinking. But you know there's going to be a lawsuit because it's not fenced in and all that. But why are you over at the train yard at all?
But now you said that you used to hang around.
I know, and I was stupid.
Right.
Those were the days where if something happened, parents would have gone, you're stupid, you lost your arm. For some reason, this friend of mine, there was a train yard near where we lived, and after school he said, let's go over to the train yard. And I was gullible. So we'd ride our bikes over there. We'd hang out in the train yard, probably the most dangerous thing you can do. Thank God nothing happened. But
They used to come in?
They were kind of parked there.
Yeah,
there was
weren't moving.
Not a lot of movement,
right.
But still. It's train cars.
Yeah,
it's
right.
All the other stuff that goes with it.
Yeah.
And we would just hang out. For what? I don't know. I don't know what this guy's project was to get me over there.
He wasn't the guy who asked you to put your eye in the
plywood?
In the hole.
No.
Did he?
No.
Okay. But you were a little gullible.
if something happened, I'm sure my parents would have thought, okay, that's what you get for going to the train yard.
Well, I used to know some guys, because I used to play at this park, Kilbourne Park, and right above the park, there's a viaduct where trains used to go, the freight trains, and kids used to hop the freights.
Yeah.
And I was like, what? Where are you going? Like, where is this even taking you?
And if something happens, you know there's a lawsuit usually because we're very litigious. You're right. The common sense factor has gone out the window.
But, I mean, to hop a freight train.
Well, look at all these warning stickers on a ladder and stuff. Cannot be used as a flotation device. Cannot be used as a pillow. And you're looking at this thinking, come on. But they have to cover themselves because people are stupid. 312-521-8600. Rich, you're on the blower.
Hey, Gary. Good to hear you on the blower here.
Thank you.
Trains and brains, you know?
Yeah, sometimes they don't go together.
You know what? I'm guilty, too, because I live in Homewood, and we have a train yard right there.
Yeah.
And that's how we got around town, man. I mean, we'd take the train in for church, you know, because they'd be going real slow into the train yard. So we'd hop it to get uptown because our house is right by the train. So.
Okay.
And then riding out sometimes got a little hairy, man. They'd be picking up speed. And one time it was really too fast to run next to get off of it. And it could have been fatal, but I escaped that opportunity of death.
Rich, how old were you when you did all this?
Oh, like 12, 13, 14, 15,
what age?
Who knows?
What age?
I wasn't driving, you know.
Yeah. What age do you think is the age where you should know that I could possibly kill myself doing this? Is it 10, 11, 12, or is that too young?
Oh, man. I mean, if you're like 8 or 10, you should be definitely afraid to even get near a train, you know?
Yeah, unless it's a commuter train at a station.
Oh, exactly. Well, I think it's parked at the end of the line, University Park there. That's where all the Metro Electric trains park. And, you know, they're just shut down. He must have touched the wire up there or something. But,
yeah, I mean,
we used to hop on, and this is before car carriers got all enclosed, and there were brand-new cars on the train. We used to get inside the cars, have a lot of fun.
Sure.
In the cabooses, we used to steal flares, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
And the things that they put on the tracks back in the old days before they had communication, that when they ran it over, it sounded like a you know, M80 or something.
Mm-hmm.
They'd strap them to the rails so that when the engineer heard that, he knew to stop. But In fact, I just got back from the caboose in downtown Flossmoor there. They have a nice brewery at the train station, and they got a caboose that they put up there that they have ice cream in and gelato from Zarlengo's.
And that's the way you get into a train car, not jumping on top of one when it's in a train yard.
Exactly. So, and then you can look at the trains go by while you're eating ice cream.
Yeah.
So it's really nice.
It's the perfect combo. Thank you, Rich. Appreciate it.
So do you just jump off then when you hop a freight while it's moving? You just jump off?
I guess.
Oh, end of the day, lower. That's your money on 7.
Oh, my God. I'm having an acid trip. Ken.
Tony Gwynn is one of the greatest hitters who ever lived, but today his life came to an end. The Hall of Famer died at 54 from cancer.
Ken.
Lifetime 338 hitter, had 3,141 hits. He spent all 20 major league seasons with the San Diego Padres. Baseball tonight, White Sox off today, but the Cubs and...
Joe.
Yeah, Gary.
Joe, what up?
What's up? I just wanted to let you know that I heard on the... I was watching on television. Pennsylvania is more corrupt than Illinois is.
On what level?
On corruption.
On the corruption.
On
They're
corruption.
More corrupt on corruption.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. They still give you no, there's no tax on clothing. We're corrupt, and we still have to pay taxes. Would you rather have corruption and not pay taxes? I would.
Well, me too, yeah.
Yeah.
But that's, no, we have both, though.
Yeah, we have both. We have taxes and corruption. I want corruption. I don't want corruption, but if I have to have corruption, I want no tax on my clothing.
Oh, I'll buy that and everything else, too.
Yeah, well, this state, I mean, as far as that goes, they're the poster state.
What's funny is they keep raising the taxes, but where's that money going to?
Joe, I've been asking this for years.
And we're still in debt, so we're good as raising the taxes.
That's what I say. If you're not spending it right, then... You could raise the taxes 1,000%. We're never going to catch up.
No. Because wherever that money's going, it's not going where it's supposed to go.
No, it's going down some hole.
I mean, that's ridiculous.
It is.
I mean, how have you been? I have one opinion, too.
Yeah.
I think if Mark Cuban would have bought the Cubs, I think we would have been in Rosemont by now.
Yeah, you're referring to the fact that there's a story that Mark Cuban offered, what, $1.3 million?
Billion.
I'm sorry, $1.3 million.
50% higher than...
Yeah, the Ricketts, and they MLB didn't want him in? What's the deal?
I don't know. I just read the story, too. It was because he owned another... he owned a basketball team.
Yeah, but the MLB people, they're very weird. He wanted to buy, I think, the Texas Rangers, too, and they wouldn't let him buy that.
Well, they were afraid that if he came in, because he's got so much money, that he would pay these players a lot of money, too, and then jack up all the things, and plus he's very outspoken, and it's a little boys' club.
Right.
In the
but there's some politician that is looking at
Jim
this.
Jim Bunning, who was a pitcher.
Yeah, as an antitrust thing.
But I think we would have been in better shape if we went to Rosemont.
Oh, I don't know how the Ricketts are going to fare through all this because they're not getting anything done that they need to get done. So you're right. The whole, Wrigley, it's untouchable, da-da-da. They tore down Yankee Stadium, end of story.
Yeah, right.
So that's what they can do. They can tear down
But that was the thing. I mean, it's been going on. This is too long. I don't think Cuban would have lasted this long.
Who?
Mark Cuban would never have lasted this long with the
he would have moved that thing. Look at his split.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
He's not going to put up with any of this nonsense.
Oh, wow.
Hey, there's a train, Joe. If you need to catch a ride somewhere, we're just talking about taking the train.
Yeah, I have to take a cab to the train, though.
I can hear the train outside your window.
Yeah, it's about 2 blocks away, though. I can't even walk 2 blocks.
You can't walk 2 blocks now?
No.
Wow.
Hey, how's Elton Jim?
Oh, well,
I'm fine.
Compared to what?
Compared to, we're going to open a supermarket at Thatcher Woods, you know.
What?
There's going to be a supermarket where Dominic's was at Thatcher.
Oh, really? Over on Belmont and Cumberland?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Is Thatcher Woods an area?
It's Belmont and Cumberland.
Yeah. Belmont and Cumberland, yeah.
All right.
That's
and they're
right where Joe lives. She lives right next to the Walgreens, pretty much.
And they're opening a what?
They're all opening up a Rich's Family Foods.
Because there's a huge Dominic's there.
And it's going to be, I think, in August.
Okay.
Opening up.
Is that real close to you?
By me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm about 2 blocks away.
She's 2 blocks from everything.
You are.
I'm about two, you know, that's the sad part. That I can't walk those three blocks.
It's 2 blocks, but you can't walk the 2 blocks anymore.
I can't even walk from the garbage can in.
Jeez.
I mean, I do it, but it takes a lot.
Yeah. Are you okay at home? You've been okay?
Oh, yeah. I'm okay, yeah. I'm just going along.
Yeah, we're working on getting you a computer or a smartphone. All that's in motion.
But
so.
I had to call you on that, though, on Pennsylvania. And but you're right about that. I rather have.
Yeah, I mean, corruption is everywhere, it seems, unfortunately. But there's corruption, and then there's corruption. And boy,
I sure like when I was in Texas, I sure like shopping over there. I was saving money left and right buying clothes.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah, I don't want to buy clothes in this town right now.
Especially when they're not made here to begin with.
That is another issue. I looked at my shirt the other day. It's made in Bangladesh.
Yeah, right.
I'm thinking, Bangladesh?
They have an earthquake.
I bought a pair of slippers, and one is so big it's like a size 10, and they're supposed to be a size 9.
And you bought the wrong size, or they just...
No, they're both a size 9.
But they feel like a 10.
No, the one feels okay. The other one is like a 10.
It's like a big clown shoe.
It's the goofiest thing.
What are you gonna, and that's true of sizes, too. You'll see a size, say, in pants that is your size, but it's either I got bigger or something, and then the same size in another pair fits fine.
Yeah.
I don't know what the hell's going on.
Well, that's it. They're little people over there, though, you know.
Oh, yeah. Their size, small, is small. Where is that small? They're little people.
They're little people.
Yeah, that make those. They have little hands and things.
Okay, Gary.
All right, Joe.
Have a nice week. It's going to be a nice
week. Yeah, I've been outside forever the last few
days.
Forever. Yeah.
This is wonderful.
It is. This is, oh, man, I felt, today, as I'm walking here, and that sun, you can feel the heat. I thought, this is the day in February that took the gun out of my mouth, that I said, okay, in February, there's going to be a day like this. Just take the gun, put it away, and this is the day.
This is the day.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Although we're going to have rain, I guess, but...
you know what? That's thunderstorms because the atmosphere like Iraq is unstable.
Yeah, right.
All right, Joe, I'll be in touch.
Yeah, listen, you guys have a good time over there.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, they even have different size shoes, like my Doc Martens.
Size shoes. Over by there.
Different sizes of shoes in Britain, because my Doc Martens are British, and you have to order, if you order online, you have to say, are you in the UK or the United States? It's a whole different size difference. It's like, why?
Are their feet bigger, smaller?
Why can't we all use the same size?
It's like the electricity. You got to have an adapter over there. They don't have the good electricity like we do. Gene?
Yeah, hi, Gary.
Hey, Gene.
I love you.
Thank you.
I got to tell you, we just stepped off the airplane in Tucson a couple hours ago. 100 degrees sunny, and I can get you on my phone.
All right, 100. I love 100.
I knew you'd love
it. My favorite temperature.
Well, and you know, it's dry heat.
And you live out there?
No, our daughter does, and our first little grandson. So we just flew out, and like I say, got in about 2 hours ago, and I thought, hey, while I'm unpacking, I'll just give it a try. Well, and there you were.
And here we're having a beautiful day in Chicago, too.
I heard. I know. It's not as humid as yesterday, right?
Oh, I didn't think it was humid yet. That was humid yesterday?
You didn't think? Windy and humid? Yeah.
No.
It was windy.
I don't care. Bring it on.
Well, me too. I don't mind if it's 105. I loved last summer.
Oh, bake me, because we're going to go back into something here in 3 or 4 months, and I'm going to have to get the Jaeger bubble out again.
Oh, man, I'm with you on baking your bread. Yeah, your bread. Your bread helps.
Yeah, that got me through the winter. I got to start baking during the summer, too. I miss that aroma.
Well, I wish I was your neighbor. I could smell it.
I know.
Coming from
you
your
would.
House.
Every Sunday, right at about 5 o'clock. Between 5 and 9.
Awesome.
Oh, smell it.
Where do you live?
What's that?
Where do you live?
I'm in an assisted living now. Yeah. Yeah. That's it. All right, Gene, have a good trip.
I'll be thinking of you.
Thank you.
The Pavilion.
Okay. The Pavilion. The SRO.
It's a retirement community.
I requested cash for Father's Day. And
oh, yeah,
they,
right. What
they
did you get?
They did not disappoint.
Very good.
They gave me all these envelopes, and my daughter found a card where she could tape 20s
there you go.
Here and there, and I just opened one after another. No bulk.
Right.
Nothing to put in a closet
and
that I don't have room
set.
For.
Everything fit?
Yeah.
You have to return anything? No receipts are
what
needed?
It's not a cold and personal gift.
Nice card.
That's why we live here.
So where was it, like at one time or throughout the day?
How did it was all stacked, and we just sat there, and I motored through them.
How many were there?
I mean, they spread it out, so it wasn't all in one envelope.
So it wasn't like a payoff.
So it looked like, right.
Like a bribe.
It looked like I was getting more, and that's fine, because I got more envelopes to open.
At least it had your name on the front. It wasn't just a white envelope.
No. They had put my name on the envelope and in the card.
Nice. Yeah, I meant, yeah, so what was so what did you do yesterday, then?
We went to a friend's for a barbecue and just sat outside.
Yeah, beautiful day.
Humid? Where was
today? Today is actually, this would be a perfect day. Because if it gets a little hotter than this, it starts to get hot. But today
I sat outside
perfect.
Today and before I came here and had some coffee, and I thought about when I worked at my father's dry cleaners during the summer. On a day like today, this is what sparked it. He would take me to this place, a coffee-type shop by the cleaners. And I remember this vividly. I'd get probably an orange juice or something, and then a prune Danish.
Prune Danish.
I got really into prune Danishes.
Well, at least you're a regular.
They had the best prune Danish, and then I would go to the dry cleaners and work there.
And sweat off the prune Danish.
I was probably 10 years old. Then at noon, I'd go down to Tack and Eddie's on 119th and get a cheeseburger, cherry Coke, and fries. And then I'd look at the comic books, and then I'd go back for the afternoon and work in the afternoon.
Does life get any better than that?
It was not any better.
How could it be
I
any better?
I swear to God, I was 9 or 10 operating this big machinery with big rubber gloves.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought you were joking when you said
no,
you
no.
worked
I was
there.
Back there working Paul Harvey up on the radio.
So you really did work in there?
Yes.
I thought that was a
back?
Joke.
No, they didn't have...
How could they do that?
They have child labor laws.
You were 10 years old.
That's right. And I loved it.
No, seriously,
and
could
I'm
you not...
And I back there steam cleaning everything with
Is
big
it because you
steam
were
gun.
His son? Is that how he can get away with that?
Okay, I guess.
Because I'm serious. I mean, there had to be some kind of a law.
I don't think there were laws back then. I think OSHA and all that came in later. I had no complaints, though. I could not have been happier.
Cherry Coke.
And then probably kick off 3-4 in the afternoon, go play, ride your bike to the train yard.
Was this every day?
Yeah, pretty much every day during the summer, yeah.
Did you get paid?
Yeah, they pay you?
Yeah, well, he paid me, he gave me the lunch money and enough to buy a comic book here and there.
And a prune Danish.
And a prune Danish. I don't know. Those memories, those are the things you remember on a day like today. That's what I remember.
I mean, it's not a lot of times it's not the elaborate vacations
no.
or the other stuff. It's that little simple stuff life, that you did.
Life is just a series of moments that you string together and remember. And again, it doesn't have to be complicated. Just go out, enjoy the day. Nothing wrong with it.
I was just thinking the other day, like you're saying, I was thinking of, there was a hot dog stand. There used to be a couple of blocks from our house, and we would go there every in the summer. My mom and my friends and his mom, and we would go, and I just remember sitting at this hot dog stand.
Yeah.
Nothing elaborate.
And you thought, the world is fine.
Yes, there's nothing fantastic.
The other thing we did, we load up the station wagon, go to Rainbow Cone in Evergreen Park. It's still there. And these rainbow cones the size of a baby's head, heaven. And those things are still great. That's all you need. Thank you.
Who needs all these Xboxes?
Xbox and marijuana. John?
I don't know where those two got together.
Hey there.
Hey, what up?
My first car when I was in high school was a 1984 Renault Encore hatchback.
Nice.
And you would think it would be impossible to lock your keys in it because there were no power lock. The only way you could lock the doors was with the key from the outside.
Right.
I almost did anyway. I was working on it, and I was loading it up. The doors were locked, but I was messing around with some stuff in the back, and I had thrown my keys up on the rear deck with the hatchback, and I barely managed to catch the hatch as I was closing it, realizing that the keys were still on that rear deck.
Yeah. Yeah, you can do it. I mean, you work at it a little bit, you can do it.
Yeah,
I remember that hatchback a bit. It was kind of an ugly car, wasn't it?
What's that?
It was kind of an ugly car, right?
Oh yeah, it was ugly, but it was my high school car, and if that thing could tell stories,
well, a lot of stories out there. But Renault left the country a number of years ago. They're not in the United States anymore. And I had a nice Renault. It was a nice coupe.
A Renault.
But here's the feature that I really liked. You could get television audio on the radio.
That's cool.
That was cool. And then the broadcasters went, wait a minute, we don't want any kind of competition. So that was out. So they got that taken out. But it was so cool to be driving home and listen to, say, Letterman or something on the way home. That was a nice touch.
Well, actually, for the 84, that was around the time they were still involved, actually, with the AMC moniker, and they were getting changed over.
Yeah.
One of the fun things was the oil filter. Halfway through the production year, they switched from – I can't remember if they switched from standard to metric or metric to standard. But one would thread onto the other, but not the other way around. And I found out at one point being a dumb kid and screwing around trying to rev all 64 or 65 horsepower, I apparently had the wrong one and blew it completely off the block.
All right, well, leave that to the professionals. You shouldn't be screwing anything here or there.
And you know, the other thing I wanted to mention as far as the stream is that I'm a new fan, but a big fan, and at work we don't get any radio signals really at all, so I've always been listening to you on the stream. And I would try to catch you on the way home. When I was driving home the other day, and it's like, well, I wouldn't be able to hear you anyway because the Cubs are on.
That's true. This is a stretch they're in right now.
You're on full show.
Yeah, that is
the
benefit.
Not jumping around.
Yeah, because the Cubs are on the East Coast, and they would be preempting for several weeks. I'd be off at 5:30, although during the summer, I'll tell you what, that was pretty sweet. Yeah. All right. Well, John, we're all here.
It depends if you're getting paid days off.
The pay was the same, too.
Oh, well.
Yeah. That's the American way.
You can get it.
That's the American way right there, buddy. That's why you miss those days during the summer. Nice day like today.
Like last week was all 5:30.
5:30. Nice al fresco dinner.
Today would be 6:10. 5:30.
Jerks at 6:30. What did I say? I didn't say anything. Who said that? Who the hell said that? Take it back. These are fine people running this place.
Who's buffering in on our signal?
Yeah, that was a pirate thing or something. Wow. You hear that, John?
Somebody's got. We're getting hacked. We're like,
there's a hacker in there.
I think it kind of broke up.
Yeah.
It might have been, maybe it was anonymous.
Wow, I'm going to find out. I'm going to prosecute. Thank you, John.
P.F. Chang's guy.
Yeah, somebody's
the
hacking.
Target guy.
That is just wrong. Apologize, whoever said that.
It's anonymous.
312-521-8600. That is the phone number and the text number, all one and the same here.
Well, the phones are ringing now.
Yeah, well, I'd like to get more of that going.
Well,
that's the percussion that makes a talk show. Otherwise, it's me kind of yapping a little bit here and then yapping and more yapping. I want to hear from you, the listener. We got time to talk now.
I'm worried about Anna, the elderly woman that powders.
Yeah, that woman that would listen at 3 o'clock. She would shower and powder at 3 and then listen.
Because I wonder now, can she hear? I mean, is she not powdering?
I have not heard from her.
I don't know if she's powdering anymore.
She would start crying if she came down to the showcase studio.
Well, that's what I mean. Now she'll come down by the thing and not see.
Yeah, just sob.
She could go to the library and get on a computer there and listen to Gary if someone would help her out.
But, I mean, she's come down.
I don't even have her number.
No.
I mean, she gave me – who's the one that gave me the holy water? I still have that at home.
Oh, that was the other woman that we see at the Blackhawks game all the time.
That would win all our stuff.
With her son, yeah.
Yeah, they won everything at some point. Everything. And then they come back for more. I said, you already have that. Yeah, but we'd like more stuff.
Here. Guess her holy water is working, huh?
Yeah, it's working
for her. What's your timetable, Leslie, so I can accommodate you? And
whatever
you got time?
Yeah.
All right, let me talk to Lisa. Hey, Lisa, what's up?
Hey, TM, how are you?
Good.
You were talking about the summers you spent at your dad's dry cleaner, and my stepfather owned a plumbing company back before Home Depot and Lowe's were out on Sheridan and Irving. And all of us kids worked there at some point during the summers, and I would work the counter, and, you know, these guys would come in and ask for certain pipe fittings and couplings and nipples and whatnot.
Yes.
And
where can I find some nipples?
As guys will do.
Lisa, how old were you, Lisa?
I was probably 13 or 14.
Okay.
And then my brother, the guys got to drive, the boys, they got to drive the van around. There were no child labor laws.
This was
back in the late 70s and early 80s. We'd get $5 maybe a day, and we'd blow all that. Either we'd walk down to Wrigley or we'd go over to Byron's and get a hot dog, and we loved it.
Nothing better than that. What else do you need?
Nothing.
I'm telling you, these people in Iraq, all they need are some hot dog stands, some flat-screen televisions, and all the good stuff we have. They'll calm the hell down.
And nice Portillo's out there?
Yeah.
Oh. I
just picture these. Have you seen the pictures of these guys?
Oh, man.
It looks like some movie from the 50s. They're all running with the, calm down.
Jeez.
But I think a lot of it has to do with people don't have family businesses anymore.
Well, that's true.
I mean, so kids don't go and are sort of have to work those jobs. I mean, your parents had the dry cleaner, and I had friends whose families had restaurants, and that's what you did.
Yeah, and that really solidified neighborhoods, too. We've lost that. People would hang out more. There'd be more interfacing. But now it's you go to the mall or whatever or the big box and you don't go to your neighbor's house much anymore. You just don't drop by. That doesn't seem like people do that anymore.
No.
Doorbell would ring. Oh, somebody's here. How? When's the last time that's happened?
Get the coffee cake out.
Yeah. Or have a highball.
You always have two in the freezer just in case.
Yeah. Highballs, coffee cakes.
The Entenmann's.
Entenmann's. Nobody does that. We're doomed. Yeah, and you end up, then you end up taking Fallujah on your way to Baghdad. I mean, what are the people in Baghdad thinking right now? Because they know these idiots are 50 miles away.
ISIS?
ISIS, yeah.
ISIS.
The Islamic, Syrian, international stupidos.
Satanic, I don't know what it is.
Lisa, good thoughts. Thank you, Lisa.
Yeah, now
Thank
ISIS.
You. Love you. So bye.
Thank you.
And this is one of those that they can't even get the initials right across the board. It's right. ISIS in some groups. It's ISIL to other people.
And the scary thing is that the Taliban, either the Taliban or the or Al-Qaeda kick these guys out because they're too radical.
They're cool.
How about that? You're too whack for them.
Yeah.
Gail, what up?
Hey, listen, your name theory. In the Daily Herald today, John Barley is the president of Solemn Oath Brewery.
See? It works. My theory, name will either forecast what will happen to you or what you'll end up doing in some cases. John Barley is running a brewery.
You got it.
Thank you, Gail.
You are welcome. Bye.
He needs to find a woman named Betty Hops or something.
But my parents' initials, which was my original theory, are AM and FM. I don't know if there's a stream that I have
well, that's
to
true now.
Jump to.
Yeah. Any binary in the family?
I don't know how to explore that. Here's Leslie.
Governor Quinn says an Obama presidential library should be in Chicago, but he doesn't have a favorite site. Several institutions are interested, including the University.